Welcome to Chatterbox Crew. My name is Nathaniel.
And I'm Maria.
I hope you all grabbed a drink and a snack and y'all ready for a chat because we are ready to chat today.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a drink?
I have a cup of water in my room.
I have a water too.
Oh my god, look at us being healthy, hydrated. Healthy girls.
Yes, gotta be hydrated. You know, apparently back in the day, I can't tell you what day.
Last Tuesday.
A little bit farther back, you know? A few decades. Apparently the people were like, they didn't tell us to drink water all the time. Like, drinking water wasn't, like, the thing.
I think
it was,
really?
Yeah, it was, like, somewhere in, like, the 50s probably, or, like, 80s or some shit. Let me see. But, like, yeah, I heard. Apparently, like, it wasn't, like, the thing. Like, that's more of, a recent thing where, like, everyone's like, you gotta drink water. You gotta stay hydrated type of thing. Like, the 8 cups of water.
Well, wasn't, like, in the 50s, like, Coke, like, the biggest thing, and, like, that's what they would drink all the time, is, like, a Coke?
Yeah, like, sodas and stuff like that. I'm saying, like, water wasn't, like, the thing.
We literally talked about it. Like, they had soda shops where they literally just, like, sold soda.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Oh, I'd love to see one. What?
Bitch, I said, when was water not a thing? I'm trying to think of, like, how would I word it?
When was water not a thing? I feel like water's always been here.
Obviously, it's always been a thing. When did people not drink a lot of water? I'm gonna try that.
No, do you ever think about, like, the water that's on Earth right now is the same water that's always been here?
It's just all recycled and everything.
We're drinking water from the dinos, girl.
Yeah.
Dino piss.
Okay.
Middle ages.
Okay. In the vast majority of cases, people of 50 years ago got water from a tap or from drinking fountain and never went thirsty. When I was a kid in school in the 60s or a university student in the 70s, no one carried water around with them. No one felt they were always in need of nearby drink. So it was around the 60s or 70s.
Damn.
When, like, water wasn't, like, you need to be drinking.
When water wasn't a thing.
Yeah. This is from Quora, though, so...
I never trust nobody on that website.
Yeah. But, like, it's just a thing
but
I heard.
But it makes sense.
It's just a thing I heard. Like, back in, like, I'm told you around that time period, 70s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Like, people weren't like, you need to drink water. Because, like, you know, not everyone's like, you need to drink water. You need to stay hydrated.
Water of the day.
Yeah, like, people have those gallons of, like, water bottles, you know?
Was there ever that kid in your high school that would walk around with just a gallon of water?
Yes! There were so many. It was usually the athletes, though, that had, like, the gallon that I noticed.
Mm-hmm. I heard this is one kid that, like...
You remember the oop girls that...
The
Hydro Flask?
The Visco girls?
Yeah.
Did you have a Hydro Flask?
I didn't. I didn't go through that phase, but I remember it. I remember it being so crazy. Just hearing people hug, like, oop, was crazy.
You know, this is, the anti-oop?
Mm-hmm.
That was from a Drag Race queen.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh, and it was, like the most viral thing, like, during 2020. Mm-hmm. I think about that all the time.
Well, that's good. Giving them credit.
Yes. Jasmine Masters.
Mm-hmm.
Love Jasmine Masters. She's okay, actually.
Okay.
Not my favorite.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of drag shows, yesterday, I was feeling so bored. I was, like, I feel like there's nothing to do. Like, I feel like I never find things. Then I was, like, looking up stuff, and I found this website that shows stuff that's going on here in Greenville, actually. Ooh. Girl, you're gonna have to add that part. Me telling everyone where we live. Well, anyways.
Okay.
I looked up that area.
Uh-huh, where we live.
Yes. And I found a bunch of places. It was, like, showing, like, parties, like, little, like, parties and, like, clubs and, like, drag shows.
Oh my God.
And just other stuff like that, too. And, like, little festivals and stuff like that. And we should go to a drag show.
I would love to go to a drag show. I've never been to, like, an actual authentic drag show, like, in a club or,
and
like,
me
a
neither.
Brunch.
But, like, I think it'd be so exciting to go to one.
The only drag show I've been to was Trixie's, and that was two times.
Mm. Hey, more than me.
I gotta give it to
you. And it was a show.
Oh, it was it was so good. Think about it every day. I wonder if she thinks about me.
Probably. She probably remembers you.
That's
bro, I swear,
saying.
I made eye contact with Kelly.
Multiple
times.
She thinks about you.
I can see your sweat.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that was a little much.
You could taste it. You should have
flicked it.
That's disgusting.
Oh my God, that would be so gross. Like, I love Kelly, but, like, if I actually felt it, I think I'd scream.
Really?
I think so.
If I felt Trixie's sweat,
I think if I felt so sweat, I'm like, oh my God.
If I felt Trixie's
sweat. I don't think I'd be like, oh my god, it's her sweat.
I think that's how I would be. If I felt
Trixie's. Like, happy?
Yeah, I think I'd be like.
No, I'd be like, oh my god, her sweat's on me.
I'd be like, oh my god, her sweat's literally on me. I'd be so excited. I don't know. Gay people are gross,
Trixie,
though.
Now you know.
Yeah, Trixie, girl, you can spit
the bodily fluids will get him going.
You can spit my mouth.
You should have her on.
Bitch.
I would love to have Trixie and Katia.
I know. I would love to. The Bald and the Beautiful, that's their podcast. Mm. We're guest judges on, not guest judges, we're guests on theirs and they're guests on ours.
Oh, that'd be so much fun.
I know. I want Brittany Broski
they
too.
They ask us questions.
That's like my dream.
Yeah.
My dream is to have Trixie and Brittany Broski on. Because everyone knows, you know, I fuck with Brittany. Oh, I'd also love to have Aisha. Who's your dream guest?
My dream guest? Honestly, I've never really thought of it.
I would love to have Aisha on.
I guess, like, probably someone from, like, Summer Talks, since I like watching Summer Talks, you know?
Like Nick?
Nick? Nick would be fun. No, he would be fun, because, like, he's very outgoing, and also, like, he's, like, the person that, like, started it all, you know?
I literally just threw out the only one that I knew.
Oh, really?
That was literally the only name that I knew.
No, honestly, I was thinking, like, Maru. I really love Maru.
I don't know who that one is.
I said Maru. Maru. Let me say Maru, like, three times. It's Maru.
I don't know who that one is.
I was gonna say it's the Asian one, but, like, both of the girls are Asian, so. Never mind.
They're so pretty, though.
They are. Gorge.
Makes me mad.
I know.
It's okay. We're like that, too.
We are.
People look at us and they're so jealous.
They do.
I love when we do, like, dress-up episodes.
Me, too. I was actually thinking of a few things. I was thinking for, like, Easter, we should dress up as, like, bunnies.
I would love that. Yeah. Like a slutty bunny?
Yeah, whatever you want. I was thinking like a funny bunny, whatever you want, girl. You can go for water vibe. But also I was thinking like a cute bunny.
Can I tell you something? You want, girl? I think about this all the time. My friend Kimmy had a Halloween party, right? And I went as a bunny. Mm-hmm. It was a family Halloween party. Mm-hmm. And I showed up with my ass out, a crop top that went up to here with my titties out, a pair of gloves and bunny ears, and I said, hi! Bitch, her whole family was there. And I was like, oh, I just think about that all the time. Like, I was just
so funny.
I was just so bold. For what reason? Okay. Bitch, my ass was out. My whole.
You were out there,
like,
the girl.
It was literally like they were short.
I'm
like,
oh, I bet.
Like, I would bend over. Bitch, I felt so kind. I saw the pictures. I'll show you when we're done.
All
right. Whenever we take a break.
That'd be so much fun. What even was that?
That was the tag to this.
Oh, you ripped it off?
Yeah, because I really think it looks...
Yeah, it looks ugly. I hate it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you just bonked me in the head.
I'm so sorry. Pillow fight! Oh.
Again? He's gonna hit me again, guys.
I never hit her.
Oh my gosh. I think this is so funny. So, I had just woken up, right? And I saw I got a message from one of our coworkers saying, like, oh, like, sign this thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm leaving. And I thought it was so funny when someone was like, hey, I think y'all have the wrong number. I don't work with any of y'all. I thought that shit was so funny, Nathaniel.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
It is.
Right? Like, who is
they're
that?
They're obviously from the state.
Yeah, they're obviously from here. I thought that shit was so funny. Because all they got is that. And they're still getting all the updates.
Too. I know. They never left.
They haven't left their anything.
They
haven't left their anything. I thought that shit was so funny.
What?
But I would love to be in a group chat of, like, another work business. Mm-hmm. Like, if I was to be in it, I'd be like... Hey guys, wrong number, but like, say bye for me too.
Honestly, I would love to pretend like I do work there.
Really?
I remember, this is kind of different, but when I worked at Cracker Barrel, we had like a host group chat when I worked as a host. Mm-hmm. And after I quit, they would still text the host group chat, and I'd be like, guys, You shouldn't be doing that. Like, all the new people that would come in there, I'd be like, you're doing it wrong.
Oh, really?
I love to talk shit in that group chat because everyone else would talk shit in that group chat. I thought it was so funny. Mm. And then they stopped texting in it. Yeah.
Because they started a new one.
I think they did. Because, yeah. because half the group chat was just old, like, old people that work there.
Oh.
And so I think they're like, we should probably start a new one with, like, people that actually work here. Yeah. And talk about it. Oh, my God, bitch. This week, I mean, I know I did it to myself, but I'm working two doubles in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to scream.
You're getting that money, though.
I am.
The check is going to look nice.
Oh, I've already done the math, girl. The check's going to be, like, you know, it's going to be a pretty check.
It's going to be a hefty check.
It's going to be a pretty check.
Yeah, it'll be worth it. And besides, you're young right now.
I know, which means I should be working this month. I should be going out and having fun.
I mean, yeah, but, like, you got the energy to do it.
Yeah.
We're going to double being 40.
That would...
At least you're working a double right now being 20.
Working a double being 40. Bitch, I would cry!
Yeah! It's a struggle.
Every day.
It is. I mean, it's a struggle now, girl. I told you, the other day I cried. Well, not the other day, but like a few months ago, I cried because I was like, well, damn, I work.
I know.
I don't want to work, y'all.
Like, I was literally telling him.
I don't want to work. I'd rather be like a stay-at-home mom.
I was telling Sierra this the other day. I was like, I was talking to Maria, and I was like, I just want a sugar daddy.
Right, yes! Sugar daddy inquiries, applications, come on.
Yeah, come on.
We want them.
Come on.
We're trying to be on a yacht.
I'll do it.
I'm trying to be on a yacht.
No, girl, I'm trying to be on a yacht.
I thought you were going to get us on a yacht. I was so excited. I was so happy for you, girl.
I was trying, but, like, they all were like, oh, no. And, like, that one guy who wasted my fucking time.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
He was like, days. I talked to him for days and he get paid once. He was like, so when are you going to send me nudes? I said, when are you going to send me my fucking check?
Yeah, when are you going to bring me my check?
I said, I'll send you your nudes when you pop that check. And then he was like, well, give me your bank information. And I said, I said, we're going to, I said, we do this. We do this. Cash App or Zelle. Hand it over. Never got my money. I mean, maybe I'll go back on that website and just like, you know, peruse around. I did go in there. Like a month ago.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, looking to see if anyone was messaging me. I got a few messages. Mm-hmm. And then this man... See, but, like, people, like, expect me to, like, have, like, a low rate. They're like... We do, like, $20 for a whole nude. And I'm like, $20 for a whole nude? A whole nude?
Yeah, no.
I'll do $35.
Really?
I'll do $35 and $100 for a video.
I feel like a little more.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like...
I mean, as we were literally talking about, like, literally when we first started, we were talking about, like, we would sell our feet for hundreds of dollars. And yeah. I'm like, a whole nude, though? $35.
Yeah. That's crazy. 35?
A video...
At least like, make your minimum 50.
You're right.
I don't think you should get more, but, like, at least make the minimum 50.
You're right. I'll make it 50. And then, like, for a video, I'll do, like, 150.
Okay.
For, like, a two-minute video.
What?
A 1 minute video.
Oh, was it two minutes?
2 minutes, 150. One time, this man, he was offering me only $20 for a video, a 2 minute long video of my feet.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, it like makes me gag to think about it. He was like, I just want you to scrunch your toes. And I said, for 2 minutes straight, he goes, yeah, just scrunch them and unscrunch them for 2 minutes straight. I just love to see it. And I said,
I would have done it, honestly, probably.
I really thought
honestly,
about
as long
it.
As he just put it up to $10 more, honestly, I would have scrunched that shit.
You would have scrunched some toes, girl?
I would have scrunched it.
You're hearing it now. You can get a long video of
no, I would say a minute. Toes. A minute for $30 would be good.
You know, that's a good rate.
Right?
That's a good rate, because, like, you don't
you
want to
get
all this.
Year, a minute for 30, I'm scrunching my toes.
You want to get all this for free? You can, but not if you're an uggo. You gotta pay.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like, I don't know. Okay, there's something I was talking to Anna about this last night, and I couldn't figure out the words that I wanted to say it, but, like, okay, especially, sometimes it feels like, or, like, sometimes it, sometimes it feels like, people don't treat me like, I don't want to say like I'm a man, but, like, sometimes it feels like people don't treat me like I'm a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, they treat you more femininely.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I get what
and
you
I'm
mean.
Like,
I see that too.
Sometimes it like really, I'm like.
No, I mean, I bet people probably do, yeah.
Ugh. And it's just like, ugh. It happens a lot at work.
No,
and,
I
especially
yeah.
with our fucking coworkers. A lot of our coworkers do it. And they're like, it's just jokes. It's tee funnies. And I'm like, mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like a joke.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just being a little sensitive.
No, I definitely see you being treated like that. Also, I feel like most gay people are treated like that, especially when they're more like
mm-hmm.
flamboyant or something like that.
I did work out this morning, though.
Yeah?
I stopped working out for a while.
Oh, but like, not saying that it's good. Not saying like, oh, I bet because of that. I'm just saying like,
no,
I feel like that's how people would treat gay people.
Yeah.
From what I've seen. Also like from like the way y'all are stereotyped.
It happens pretty frequently. Actually all the time. And I like, I mean,
also I told you, you're very more like, I feel like have more of a feminine appearance. I've told you this.
Thank you.
That's why I told you to lean into it more in style. But you said you're in your mask, so I say also lean into that.
I am in my mask.
Which you are. You said you worked out today.
I did work out. I worked out this morning. I did some push-ups.
Mm-hmm. How many? Girl, I can't do one, so...
I did 10 and then took a break and then did another 10. Mm-hmm. And then I did an ab workout on YouTube.
OMG, look at you. Girl, we both worked out. I did arms today also. Did you? I only did arms. I didn't do abs like you. Only arms.
Oh, I did push-ups and then... Because, I mean, am I crazy? Does push-ups help with abs too? Maybe not.
Probably that's because of your core, because you're having to maintain yourself. Mm-hmm. You got to maintain that core. And like, you know, planks? That's pretty much what you're doing. Really, I love planks. The twisting ones too.
Oh no, I hate planks.
No, I love a good plank.
Oh my god, like they hurt so bad after like a long time.
No, it feels so good. They're just so easy. Also, I gotta just be there. I love it. I don't even gotta move, except for the twisty ones. But like, I like the twisty ones too.
You know, one time,
what?
In high school, when I didn't work out a lot and I was like, you know, severely underweight, and I couldn't work out, like I couldn't do push-ups, and so we had like a push-up test my freshman year, and I lifted up and I went to go down, I just fucking collapsed.
Oh my god.
And my gym teacher walked up to me, she goes, how many did you do? And I said, one.
And she goes,
one.
Not even one.
I know, I was lying. She said, you did one? I said, I did one. And she goes, so disappointed. But also, me and Anna in that class would literally, like, we would just go sit on the sidelines. And so, and I still got a fucking A in that class.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like getting a bad grade in gym is hard. Because, I mean, also, when I was in gym class, like, I remember doing... I mean, I wouldn't sit, but, like, whenever, like... Because you know how, like, in gym, like, sometimes they'd have, like, a few things, like, you would have to learn. Like, mm-hmm. You'd have, like, a volleyball unit type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, besides that, you'd do, like, whatever you wanted for, like, the period.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it was, like, a... workout or just something like that. Like, I remember, like, me and friends would, like, probably, like, walk around in circles in a gym. Or we'd, like, play badminton. We did badminton a lot. I remember I went through a badminton phase. We sucked so bad. Bro, every time we played badminton, we always made it go up in the bleachers, and we weren't supposed to do that. And every time...
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
It was always me, of course. I had to go to the gym teacher. We made it go up there. And every single time, like, don't make it go up there.
Don't make it go up there, guys. Every single time. Literally 2 minutes later.
Yes, girl. He already knew, too. I'd look at him, and he already knew. I'd come walking up to him. He already knew.
Like, hey, Mr. Johnson. I messed up again.
Yeah, sorry.
Me and Anna would literally just sit.
He told me I ran like a gazelle.
Compliment.
I don't know, bitch. I think it is.
You run like a deer.
A gazelle is graceful, right?
I don't know.
I feel like
you run like a deer.
No, remember I showed you the video. Remember how they run? Yeah. Oh my god!
I don't think.
Do you think? Really? I always thought it was like graceful. Cause like a gazelle, I feel you like a run, gazelle is graceful.
You run long. You run long is so.
Maybe it wasn't a compliment.
I don't know.
Well, who knows now?
Let's see if he's still working there. Let's send him an email.
Some is in G.
Oh my god! I would love to have like our favorite teachers on. That would be that would be another fun guest I'd have. But like, I don't think I.
Honestly, I don't really think I have like. Well, I have some memorable ones. I was about to say I don't think I have any memorable ones, but I do have memorable ones. Never mind.
I probably have, like, maybe, like, my chorus teacher on, but she was also, like, kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
She comes on and she's like...
The thing is, like, I just, like, yes, some of them are memorable, but I'm not really like, oh, I would love to have them on.
I'm not good at... Yeah. I was never good at, like, talking to... Like, you know how, like, some students, like, become, no, like, they really bond friends with teachers? The teacher,
yeah.
I was never good at doing that.
Yeah. I mean, there were a few teachers, like, I definitely did talk to a little bit more, and, like, I would be in her classroom more, though.
Hmm. Yeah, like, that's how I was my chorus teacher.
Yeah.
She really liked me.
Yeah.
Even though I don't think she did, because she didn't like my sister very much, and mm-hmm. so sometimes I feel like she would, like, treat me differently because she didn't like my sister. Mm. I don't know, it was a whole thing.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, though, one time in sixth grade, I got my, there was this teacher who, like, nobody fucking liked,
mm-hmm.
And, like, I mean, I understand, he was kind of, like, an asshole, but yeah. For Teacher Appreciation Week, I was the only one that got him a gift.
Oh, really?
Yes! Yeah. And I felt so bad, but he was so excited, and then he treated me great the rest of the year.
I bet, yeah. You being the only one, I bet he treated you
so nice. Hey, Mr. Ballinger. He was great. Oh. I liked him. He was
kind Why of did everyone not like him, though?
He was kind of an asshole sometimes. Mm-hmm. He was kind of an asshole. And, like, he wouldn't do a lot of, like, he wouldn't do, like, a lot of fun things in his class.
Mm.
It was really, like, we're getting down to business and we're learning today.
Oh, no, I get what you mean.
People didn't like that.
No, I get what you mean. There was only a few teachers I also liked that were like that.
Come here, bitch.
Because it also depends on, like, on their vibe. Like, on how they actually are. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I loved him. I thought his vibe was great.
Yeah.
Being the only one to give him a gift on Teacher Appreciation Week is so sad.
It is. But, like, also, like, so sweet that you gave him something.
I hope he's doing okay.
Thought of him.
I hope he's doing okay. I hope he's... Oh, my God. My 8th grade social studies teacher... I'm so glad that he's not working anymore. And not working as a teacher anymore. Because I loved him. But he was a homo, and I think being a homo in a middle school in the South...
Not a good mixture.
Not a great mixture. Bitch, people were ruthless.
I bet.
People were ruthless. We found his Twitter, and literally every time we'd play Kahoot, like, 10 kids would do his Twitter username. Like, 10 kids would do his Twitter username.
I mean, yeah, but this was, like, middle school shit. Like, I know. Of course, like, a middle schooler would do that.
Yeah, it was so... Bitch, I cried. I thought it was fucking hilarious.
I mean, yeah.
But I was over there scream laughing, but, like... You know, I just don't think it was a great match because, like, and I remember when he won Teacher of the Year, like, people were, like, mad about it.
Really? Like, I mean, I bet. I bet people were mad, yeah.
They're like, he does not, I mean, I
was. Hey, but someone had to do it, you know?
He was also kind of an asshole, too, but, like.
Oh, that's, he had a thick skin.
Yeah, yeah.
So I bet he was an asshole. I bet he was a, you said, he was an asshole. I bet he was an asshole.
He was getting literally middle school bullied.
Yeah.
For, like, 10 years of his career.
Yeah.
But
so he had to have that thick skin.
There is. I need to show you this so bad. There's a video that Anna has. It's like an hour long video from his class. And he's just screaming for most of the class. Yeah. It's so
Why?
Good. Well,
do you know?
Her class kind of sucked. Her class kind of sucked, and, like, people were extra mean to him in that class, and so he was kind of,
at his wit's end.
I'm so glad he never screamed at me. I'm so, he's the one that DM'd me sometimes.
Yeah.
And it always, every single time, I'm like, the first time, bitch, I was gagged. I thought he was trying to hit my line. He was not trying to hit my line. For some reason, he just wanted to tell me that he was quitting teaching. And I said, okay.
Because you're memorable to him also.
Come here, girl.
Yeah, now?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what if he's watching right now?
Did you see me literally just roll her
I
around?
Did. I saw you just like...
Look how... Oh, she's so...
Well, she allowed you.
She's so dusty, girl. Yeah,
she's dirty.
Isn't she...
Girl, you gotta groom yourself again.
She's my... Oh. I was talking to this boy, and he said... I was talking about how much I love her and how much I feel bonded with her, and, like, I felt how important she is to me. He goes, she's just a cat. And I said...
You know what? You know how you asked me if I think she goes with you? She does.
Really?
Yeah. Now I'm, like, really looking at y'all. Y'all really do look alike. Like, y'all go together. Not look like. I don't know why I said look alike. But y'all look good together.
Thank you.
Like, I see the vibe. You know? Y'all both have the dark hair. And then the light eyes. Okay, Diva. What? She just like that and then you catch her? That was so dramatic. And the pose? Okay, I'm sorry. It was too much. You saw her eyes widen.
She's very expressive with her face.
She is.
Let me see how Zucchini's doing. Let me see if
okay,
he wants to.
Okay, go get Zucchini. Should I pause it?
No, I'm just gonna open the store and look at him.
Okay, okay.
Hey, boy.
Alrighty.
Okay, he's just
chilling.
Yeah, he's just sleeping.
Okay. Well, I have a question for you.
Okay.
So, apparently,
Sorry.
Not many people have an inner monologue. Do you have an inner monologue in your head?
Like, where, like, I'm, like, constantly thinking?
Well, not constantly, no, not constantly thinking, but, like, if you're reading something on, like, on something, are you hearing it in your head? Oh, yeah. Yeah, apparently some people don't have an inner monologue. I do, yes, yes. If I'm reading something, like, I have an inner monologue. But also, I saw some people, like, they don't have the inner monologue, but they're, like, they see things with, like, as in pictures or stuff like that.
I can do that, too.
Yeah, me too. Like, in reading stuff. But, like, apparently it's more prominent, like, stuff like that. Like, being able to see, like, shapes and stuff like that with people that are deaf.
Can I tell you something?
Also other people, too.
You know the other day, this kind of goes with it. You know the other day when, like, we hung out and then I hit your pin right before I drove home? Mm-hmm. I was in the car and I was having the best time. You know, I was dancing. I was having a good time. Mm-hmm. And the whole time I was in the car, I was like I feel like I literally don't remember the drive because mm-hmm. I was in my head so much. I was like, ooh, and I was like seeing so many visuals, but I was having a great time.
Oh, I bet, girl.
Bitch, I really thought I was on Drag Race. I was dancing. I was like, I could literally win a lip sync right now.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm so convinced I could.
Well, I bet you could, girl.
This is the thing where it's like,
you go all out, I seen.
Where it's like, every gay man thinks that he could win RuPaul's Drag Race, and every, what was it, every straight man thinks that he, I don't know what it is about the straight man.
I don't know.
But like, maybe I'm the Lulu. But, like, I feel like I could get pretty far. I don't think I could win, because I feel like I wouldn't have winner energy.
How far do you think you could get, realistically?
Honestly, I think I'd get to top four.
Yeah?
I don't think I would win, but I think I'd get top four. But you know what? Mm-hmm. I think I would fumble a lot, because, like, see, me and Anna were talking about this last night, and mm-hmm. some of the challenges, you just have to be, like, really quick. Mm-hmm. Really quick and really funny. I feel like sometimes I'm not great at, like, being really quick and really funny. Like, me and Anna were playing this game last mm-hmm. night, where, like, basically you put an answer on the screen and people choose if they like your answer or not. Mm-hmm. And so every time I would try and do a funny answer, but like I would panic because I only had like 10 seconds to do it, and I'd be like and like I just wasn't quick enough to think of like a funny answer. Sometimes I got
something. No, I know what you mean. Sometimes I feel like I'm witty, but other times I feel like I really don't have something right away.
I really do. So like,
but sometimes I do have some witties.
Do you think you would do good on it?
On Drag Race?
Yeah.
No.
Also, I don't sew. But like obviously before I go, I would like learn.
No, you said you'd learn some basic stuff.
I would
sew.
Learn some basic things because I'm not going to be that girl mm-hmm. who gets on and goes, I don't know how to sew.
Yeah.
That's so humiliating.
And didn't you say one of the drag queens on one season, like, had someone else sew something?
Yeah, literally this season. Oh my god, it was so funny. And you know what's funny? Mm-hmm. While the queen was making her dress, she makes a joke like, oh, you should just wear my dress since I'm making yours. And she goes, I'd have to take it in. Straight mm-hmm. face. I'd have to take it in.
Oh my god.
She goes, did you just call me fat? She goes, no, I just had to take it in. It wouldn't fit me. I thought that was so funny because she wasn't joking at all. She was just like, yeah, you know, just hand it over. I gotta go take it in first, you know? Oh, I thought that was so funny. But yeah, she had that queen make her whole dress. And then they called her on the runway. They're like, you said you didn't sew. How are you making these good garments? She was like, I did have a little... But she said, I had a little help. She said, I had a little help from her. But I did all the sewing. They said, did you?
Mm-hmm. I sure did.
Literally lying. I love when queens lie on like to the judges on the main stage. It's just there hasn't been cameras around this whole time.
I know. That's pretty bold to do. It's... To lie knowing that there's proof. Going against what you're saying.
On the season that Trixie won, it was a design challenge, and this one queen helped this other queen literally sew her whole dress. And on the runway, RuPaul goes, did you make the dress? And she goes, I did. And the queen goes, huh? Bitch, it was so...
Oh my god, that would be me too. I'd be gagged. I'm like, what? I helped.
She said,
no.
I did. And then, the week after that, all the eliminated... She got eliminated that week, the queen who made the dress. All the eliminated queens, I know, I would be pissed. If I made two dresses and I got eliminated.
You eliminated, yeah.
All the eliminated crazy. Queens came back and she was like, why'd you say you made it? She goes, she just complimented me. And that is not what happened on the main stage. She was like, she just complimented me and I said, thank you. No, she asked if you made it. And she's like, I did. It's so funny. I love when they lie. It's so funny. This season's really good.
It is.
I'm just talking about Drag Race now.
So what? Talk about what you want. We're here to talk. We're the chatterbox crew. We're here to chat. We're the chat girl.
This season is just so good. And like, it's ending in 2 weeks.
Oh yeah? Oh. It's getting emotional. You said you like all the final one so far.
Yes.
So no matter what, you're gonna
be trying. We have a top five, and like, I mean, I feel like I know who's gonna go home next week because she doesn't have any wins yet. Oh. But you never know. But I am rooting for Miss Planey, Miss Burgerfinger, if you remember. Mm-hmm. I am rooting for Miss Burgerfinger because I do really like her, but I feel like she's not gonna win because mm-hmm. I feel like they're gonna want her on an All Star season because she makes really good TV.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
my God.
Mm. Oh. Girl, you're just ruining the pillow at this point.
No, sorry.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, y'all. He's ruining this pillow he bought.
I didn't...
Don't know why.
Yeah, me too. It was just, this was coming out, and so I started to pull it, and then it just... I'm gonna leave her alone.
Girl, leave that pillow alone.
I'm thinking about getting new pillows for the couch.
Yeah? What kind of vibe are you going for?
I really... Well, I like the idea of, like, that, like, satiny look, and so I was thinking to get satin pillows and maybe doing, like, a satin background, maybe. Mm-hmm. I really think that's cute.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
I'm not feeling the satin background.
I feel the satin background, not the satin pillows of a satin background.
Not the satin pillows. I don't know. Or just, like, pillows of our colors.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the satin background of your...
Yeah, I see the satin background.
Your color and then my color.
You know what? We could do a satin background and have the word Chatterbox in the middle, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And we could have little photos, maybe, on there.
You know, I think it'd be easy to do a satin background.
Yeah.
Because, like...
All you gotta do is buy and stick it up.
Yeah, I was gonna...
Sorry.
I was thinking I could buy, like, a curtain rod and then buy, like, a satin curtains.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I put it around, like, you wouldn't be able to tell that's curtains because it's... I mean... But now, but like,
well, I don't know.
But like, it'd be so high up, and then they'd just be draping down. I think it'd be pretty.
Yeah, no, I think so too. It gives very luxurious vibes.
I was talking. This made me cackle so much. When I was texting last night, I was like, oh, me and Sierra and one of our other coworkers was talking about the background, and I was like, me and Maria had this like great idea to do flowers, but then we got really jumbled up, and I was like, I want to do the whole wall of flowers, and then. I showed them a picture. I said, this is what Maria wanted to do. And they said, one square? I said, one square.
Yeah, what's wrong with the one square?
And they were like, just one square of flowers? Just one square of flowers.
Damn. I don't want to say. I like the one square. I mean, we have a square right now. Well, it's a rectangle.
Ooh, but you know what else I was thinking? This is another thing at work. But, I know that thing that we have in the storage room now, that big plant painting.
Mm-hmm.
But I want it.
Yeah.
I want to take it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask if I can take it.
Take it.
I probably wouldn't put it up for the podcast, but like, I kind of just like fucking want it.
Yeah, no, they probably will say you can take it. Because I mean, it's just there.
Put it up right there.
Yeah.
I think I'd repaint it.
Add some decor, girl.
Yeah, girl, this room needs something.
Yeah.
This room is so bland.
It is.
Okay. This room has a couch and two chairs in it, and it's literally strictly for the podcast. But like, I feel like I want to make this room something else too. Like, I'm thinking like getting a desk to put right there,
mm-hmm.
a desk, and then a big painting above it, something. Especially like to get like, I mean, if I finally fucking added curtains in here,
mm-hmm.
it took me long enough.
Yeah,
I don't know. I want to do more decorating. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Like a pink, a pink desk. No, that would be crazy.
A pink what?
A pink desk.
I don't think it'd be crazy.
Oh,
I mean, I guess it would be crazy considering, like, how it looks right now. I don't think it matches the vibe.
Just a bright pink desk in the corner. I'm like...
Yeah. That'd look a little crazy.
I want somewhere where I can, like, do work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do some work. I also want to get a new laptop because my laptop is... Mama, it's garbage.
Mm.
Mama, it's garbaggio.
Yeah.
It's gross.
You should see if you could, like, trade it in for some money.
I really don't know if it would let me.
We could try.
You're right, I could.
Or just sell it up for some money at least. If you can't trade it in for some money, we could sell it for some money.
I don't know, people, but girl, it literally, if I unplug it, dead.
Oh.
It's,
hey, maybe someone will be so desperate for it for $20. I don't know.
The battery is really fucked up, but like, so like, I'm thinking about like, you know, maybe, I know there's like some like, just like, some like, not want to say cheap, but like, cheap-ish laptops at like Walmart or like somewhere like that. I can get for like $150.
Mm.
Just something. I just need something. Mm-hmm. You know. Anyway, do you want to take a break?
Oh, yeah, you want to?
Yeah. We are going to be right back. We're going to take a quick little break.
Don't.
I smell
caca. Y'all, he had his face. He had his butt in my face. And I smell caca.
They don't smell no.
I smell caca.
You're going to make no boy want to hook up with me anyhow.
No. They probably don't know what caca is. Well, they're going to know when they're there. I'm joking.
There's no I got in my
there pants. There isn't.
You got a little... Girl, I would never do you dirty. I would never let you get on camera like that. Have you seen what was it? Never mind. I don't remember what it was.
No,
it's me. No, I just genuinely...
Oh, you don't remember?
I know there's like an interaction between like a celebrity and
it's Cardi B. Cardi B and an interviewer, yeah.
Okay, where she's like, girl, you got lipstick on your teeth. Mm-hmm. Was it Cardi B who said that to her, or was it the interviewer?
No, the interviewer said it to Cardi B, and then Cardi was like, y'all let me walk around like this or something like that.
Would you tell a celebrity, I would never want to do that job. Where like
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you. And you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
I'm the one interviewing celebrities. Cause, I want to be the celebrity.
No, have you seen the celebrities interviewing other celebrities? I think those are fun, though.
Would you tell a celebrity that they had lipstick on their teeth?
I'd be like, I would, yeah.
I think I would, too.
Yeah.
I would not want to be that girl who's, like, not, like, just, like, not telling them the whole time. And, like, you can see it on camera. Could you imagine? Like, ooh,
I feel like I would say something, yeah.
But, ooh, girl, you got a little feather right here.
Yeah, there's a little something there.
You better clean it up.
Yeah. Okay. Like, you can be slow fit. Because I know there's also a time where Ariana also did that. Ariana Grande?
Did she?
Yeah, she did it for an interviewer. She just, like, kind of, like, leaned in and she whispered it.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. I have seen that clip. She's like, I don't want to embarrass you. You got lipstick on your teeth, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of embarrassment.
Looking out.
Fucking the other day, I was wearing my apron. And, like, my apron's not very clean right now. Mm-hmm. But, like, my other two, I were in the washer. So I was like, oh, I don't have time to dry it before I get to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I get there and she goes, that apron can stand up. This woman, I don't even know her. That apron can stand up on its own. It's so nasty. And I said, I don't think it's that bad.
Okay.
And I was like, it's so ironic because my other two are literally at home being washed. Just, that is so funny because that one's so dirty. And I said,
hilarious.
I was like fucking screaming. It was so funny. I also lost my hat. I don't know where it went.
Damn.
Anyway.
Well, I was going to ask you some questions. Well, I was going to ask you some questions. I was going to read something. So earlier today, I was on my phone, obviously, when I woke up. Because, you know, I feel like most people do that. When they wake up, they go on their phone.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was on my phone, and I was on TikTok. And I saw this one TikTok. You know, like, the Subway Surfers backgrounds with the Reddit stories?
I love the Reddit stories.
Me too. I love them. One of them came up. It was people who have came close to dying. What were your last thoughts? And some of them were a little bit deep, but some of them were like pretty funny. And I thought it'd be fun to like read some of them, whether they were funny or not funny. Okay, so this is the first one.
Mine were not funny.
Huh?
Mine were not funny.
Really? You got the video?
No, I mean, when I tried to kill myself, my last thoughts were not very funny.
Oh.
But, you know,
anyways.
In any other situation, it probably would have been funny.
Okay. I was on my deathbed and I thought, man, I wish my mother was here. When I woke up in the ICU, she wasn't, nor did she care. What the fuck?
Damn, that's sad.
What the fuck? That wasn't a thought, though.
Yeah, he wishes mom was, he thought his mom,
oh, you're so fucking right.
He wishes mother was there, and then he woke up and she's a... Not on my watch.
I know, you're so fucking right.
I'm not going to be there to support my child while they're dying.
My bad. I'm so sorry. I forgot the quotation marks.
I hope you're okay.
Yeah.
And your mom can fuck off.
Okay, let's read this one. This one says, your shoe is untied. I said that to my dad before promptly falling down a 20-foot cliff into the underbrush. Broken arm, fractured skull, ruptured kidney. Woke up 2 weeks later to my dad saying, thanks for letting him know his shoe was untied, as he could have tripped. That's funny, but, like, the dad was kept at lighthearted. Like, that kept at but, like, him falling and all that was crazy. Like, reading all that was crazy.
That's some shit that my father would do.
I mean, yeah, keeping it lighthearted, it seems, yeah. Okay. Nothing. blacked out. But my thoughts before that was happening was something like, I shouldn't have gone out today. Damn. Body was going into shock and heart was slowing down really fast. Oh my gosh. That would suck. I feel like having to feel that. Like your body feeling in shock. And your heart like slowing down. Because I bet you feel all that, right?
Probably. That would freak me the fuck out.
Oh my gosh. I almost died in a fiery explosion at my old job. My first thought was, I'm going to look like such an idiot without eyebrows. Oh my gosh. I feel like, I don't know what my last thoughts could be. I feel like my last thoughts could range from being something like serious to also being something like that, being like, ah, oh, damn.
These are pretty.
Thank you. My grandma gave them to me a while back.
Oh, so pretty. Thank you. You're just caressing the back of your neck. One of our coworkers
told me it reminds them of Sailor Moon.
I love Sailor... Oh my god, you know, I do see it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to like caress the back of your neck the whole time I was looking
at it. I like it. Keep doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's read this one. Okay. I almost died on a mountain last month. The thoughts while I was free soloing?
Yeah, free soloing, like falling, but like not having
just any like gear. Without anything, right? Yeah. Okay, free soloing the cliff. We're just, I would give anything to be at home safe. Damn.
Oh, that's sad.
That was a sad one, yeah. That would have been so scary feeling all that, like feeling yourself fall down. Does it look like that?
No, I took the picture out, and that's just a stain from the picture.
Oh, I thought you were showing me, like, a new phone case there. I didn't know how to react. I was like, is he still expecting me to be like, that's so pretty? That's why I didn't say anything, and I asked you.
Is this supposed to... No, bitch, I took the picture out, finally.
Oh, wow!
Finally, gotta give it to me.
Progress!
We're making progress. Yes, I told you, we're over him now.
You are. Girl, you're over him.
No, this is a collective.
We're all in this relationship.
Yeah, this is a collective experience. We're all living this. Y'all too. Y'all cry about them too. I know you do.
They feel the pain like
they
you.
They do. But I took the picture out. I know we're not. Bitch, it was so stupid. I was crying and I said,
sorry.
And ripped it up like 10 times while crying. And I was like, I threw it away and I said,
dang.
And went and watched Drag Race.
Oh, really?
It always makes you feel better.
You pulled through. Okay, let's read another one. Wow, some of these are so fucking long. Okay, anyways, let's read this one. Nearly was run over in a town square when a car decided to go through it instead of around it and went onto the sidewalk. First and only thing to come out of my mouth to my friend next to me before we drove out of the way. Well, that's not good. Okay. That isn't good.
Could you imagine almost dying and being like, that's not good?
I know. Remember when you almost fell off a cliff too and I just said something? I was like, oh, that's the word. It was right near here. Okay, it wasn't a cliff. I wouldn't say it was a cliff. It was near here, that place near your house.
Oh, uh-huh.
And we were ready to talk. It was the first time we went. Because I remember we were up. And I remember I was trying to think of a word. And you almost tripped and fell on the side. And I was like, oh, that's the word. And I said it right when you tripped. And you're like, really? That's the last thing you say?
Yeah, imagine I died.
I don't remember what the word. I fucking wish I remember the word.
You see, this happens for you. I remember one time. Have you ever gotten a Charlie horse?
It's where you get a cramp in your leg, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I got one in the back of my calf right here, and I was on the phone with Anna, and I collapsed. It was so dramatic, but it hurt so bad. I collapsed onto the ground. I said, ugh!
It hurt so bad.
I was, Anna! Anna, it hurt! And she just goes,
girl, I don't think that was dramatic. It hurt. So I'm like, oh my god. She goes,
so did you watch that video I sent you last night? And I was like,
That is so funny, but that is so me too sometimes.
I know. Yeah, that's why I bring it up. Because that's literally like the same thing, just like in person. I'm almost falling down a cliff and you're, what's the word? Oh, that's the word. Dying.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh, speaking about something that's not hilarious. So this happened, I think this happened last night. Because I heard about it today. Apparently in Maryland, some, like, boat, I'm pretty sure.
I did see this. Yeah, in Baltimore.
Hit a bridge. Let's look at it.
Okay, can I say one thing?
Yes. Say it.
That bridge collapsed so fast.
It did so easily.
It collapsed.
Like, look at that. Like,
what? It happened last night.
Yeah, so quick, too. You're right. Really? It happened so quick and fast.
The whole bridge... I mean, I don't want to blame nobody, but like.
Well, what? You don't think it's like in fast motion now?
No, that's yes. literally how it broke.
Really?
I want to know. I want to know, like, should it have been more structural so it wouldn't break that fast?
Yeah, literally, I don't know.
Collapse.
Yeah, I feel like it wouldn't collapse. Like, it shouldn't collapse.
That.
Collapse.
Collapse?
Collapse.
Collapse. Collapse. Collapse.
Collapse. Yeah, right. I'm like, what the fuck am I saying? It shouldn't collapse so easily. But at the same time, I guess it also makes sense. Because, like, obviously for, like, buildings, like, our buildings, they're, like, straight up like this, right? Mm-hmm. So, obviously, they fall like that. But, like, a bridge is, like, horizontal. So, I guess it also makes sense, like, if you hit it. Because, like, they pretty much hit it kind of in the middle.
There was an explosion,
that
too.
That it just... Yeah, because then, like, the boat catch on fire or something mm-hmm. like that.
And, like, the diesel made it explode or something. So, like, you know, I guess it does make sense that it did collapse that fast. Yeah. Like, damn. Yeah, apparently they're still looking for the people.
The people?
The people that were on the bridge when it happened.
Oh, yeah. I know there were some casualties. I don't know how many, but...
I hope I mean, obviously everyone's okay. Not okay, but, like, yeah. No. I hope everyone...
Hopefully it wasn't a lot of people, because, I mean, it was at night.
I hope everyone is found, at least.
Yeah.
I hope everyone gets found, and, like, you know, even if something tragic did happen, at least, like, you know...
I mean, it definitely did.
Well, okay. Well, we did. No, we know.
I'm telling you, I know there's some casualties.
I know. Why are you laughing?
No.
Finally, my mom to do this because I remember when we talk about serious stuff and I tend to like giggle at it because like I'm like
no I wasn't laughing at that. I was laughing at you because I was like there were casualties and like our little back and forth. I thought our back and forth was hilarious.
I tend to giggle.
Sorry,
at
I think
it.
I'm a funny person.
I tend to get giggly when I'm a little uncomfortable. Like last night when we. Oh, I didn't even tell this. When we called the police on that man, I was giggling up a storm because I was so yeah. I was like it's so uncomfortable. And every single time it happens, you're like, why are you laughing? It's not funny. And I'm like,
oh damn.
And I'm like, but oh my god, I just laugh. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's just how you react to it. That's just how you react.
And you always call me out on it. Why are you laughing? I'm like,
because I think it's funny.
I'm like, oh god.
So why are you laughing, girl?
We called the police last night. I know I told you about it.
Yeah, tell them.
Which, me and Sierra, were scream laughing at the way you texted me about it. I texted Maria about this whole situation I was about to say. It was this man, and the other morning, when Sierra opened up the cafe, he made a nasty comment about her and her body, and she just, you know, let it be. And then last night, he kept asking us, like, what time are you closing? I want to walk y'all out. I want to follow y'all. He literally said, what time are y'all closing so that I can be there? Like, what time are y'all leaving so that I can be there? And we were like, whenever we close, you know? And then after we said that, he went outside to the drive-thru, which I don't know why he went to the drive-thru when there's literally, and he went to the window and like looked at the hours of operation until we called the police.
Yeah.
And, first of all, the police, they got there and they escorted him off. They didn't escort him off. Actually, they just told me I had to leave. And then he just literally walked over to the Chick-fil-A that's next to us.
Oh my god.
That's not...
Yeah, he can just watch you guys from there.
We also were like...
They left, you said, so he could easily...
We asked for an escort to walk us to our cars after, you know, once we closed. They left.
Yeah.
They just left. And so we called Sears dad. But, bitch, hold on, my mind just, like, went blank for, like, I was in the middle talking, and it just, like, I feel like, you know, like, when, like, I just feel like I got stacked.
No, I know you mean, we're just, like, they're, like, talking a lot, and then all of a sudden, you're just, like, kind of, like, all jumbled up in a way.
But,
you gotta get it back together. I get what you mean.
But, so he leaves, he gives Sierra a dirty-ass look as he's walking out. Oh my god, bitch. It literally just, like...
You left off, Sierra's dad comes.
Sierra's dad came, and so we all walked to our cars. There was another point that I wanted to bring up, though. Oh! And so I'm texting Maria about the whole thing that's going on. And I tell her what happened, and she goes, weird.
Listen, I'm telling you, it was better than my first original two responses. My first response was going to be like, oop. And then the second was, ew, because I felt like oop wasn't enough. And I was like, ew. But then I was like, no, I feel like ew also isn't enough. So I was like, weird. I feel like weird was... Weird says a lot more than oop and ew.
Okay, so instead of three letters, instead of two letters, she gave me five letters.
Well, because, like, you hit all the main points that I remember, like, obviously that's creepy and crazy.
You see, you and Hunt...
But also, I was waiting for you to finish. You didn't even finish...
You and this boy that I'm talking to, I told him the same story, and neither one of y'all went, are y'all okay? Not one of y'all asked if we were fine.
Also, I was trying to... wait for you to finish the story because you didn't finish. I had to ask you, so what happened?
Weird.
Weird?
That I mean, it's crazy, but you said the police came, so I was like, oh.
Oh! This is also the point I wanted to bring to you. Those police, I mean, obviously they're fucking worthless because, you know, they literally... But they started to be like, they looked at Sarah and said, so he just asked what time y'all were closing? Mm-hmm. We're like, nar. That's not what happened, because apparently that's what he said to the police officer. Mm. So he just asked what time y'all were closing, and you called us. We're like, no. But I will say though, they did get credits to them, because they did get there and literally, like, I mean, we called the non-emergency line. We didn't call the 911. Mm-hmm. We called the non-emergency line, but they got there in literally like 5 minutes. They're there so quick. And I will say, I really did. This is crazy, but like, I kind of did like want a scene to happen. Mm. Like, for him to like start yelling and get mad. Mm. He was so calm. He was like, okay, fine, I'll leave. Mm. I'm like, does he know that he was making everyone uncomfortable? Mm-hmm. Making everyone, I don't know. It was a whole night. It was a whole night.
Yeah.
And then I came home and ate gummies and they didn't do fucking anything for me.
What?
And then I came home and ate the gummies and they didn't do anything for me.
Oh.
100 milligrams. I mean, I did look up like, bitch, it's a different Delta than before. Mm-hmm. This one's a Delta 10 instead of a Delta 8 or 9. And apparently Delta 10 is like the weakest one. Mm-hmm. And so maybe, you know what, tonight I'm going to do two.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think I'm going to do anything tonight.
I say just eat one and half of another one.
Mama doesn't think I'm going to do any of the gummies tonight. I want to save them.
Do it tonight then.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
No.
But I've been real... I've had this YouTube video in here mm-hmm. that I've made. I made it, bitch, in February. February 9th. And I still haven't edited it. I haven't posted it.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
I don't know. I mean, first of all, I have so much to do right now. Mm-hmm. And like, every time I'm like, okay, I'm going to edit it tonight, I get home and I...
You knock out.
I won't say
well, especially
out.
Now, because like, the doubles.
Yeah, girl. Two doubles in a row. I just feel like I'm working at Cracker Barrel all over again. But also... I'm working every other day of the week, too. Mm-hmm. I hated that job.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I do really...
You said you miss being a server. I guess you missed being a server. You miss, like, what you were doing, just, like, not where. You know, the environment.
Yeah, I did really enjoy being a server. Except, you know, when I get called a slur once a shift. But yeah. Besides that...
Yeah, but that's a light place we're at. Cracker Barrel. I know. I would expect something. If you said nothing crazy came out of anyone's mouth, like, racially, I would be surprised.
You know, I actually don't think anything came out racially. Like, really? I don't think, at least,
you told me that, like, some person was yelling at one of the hostess.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that one. That was a customer.
So when you told me that, I wasn't, like, surprised.
Yeah, I do remember that one. I forgot about that. Yeah. I did forget about that. But, you know, I would usually get called a fag by my coworkers mm-hmm. as well. But, you know, the coworkers were never racist, though.
Well, that's not...
Gotta give them... Gotta...
At least you had a decent co-worker.
Gotta... I mean, they did call me a fag, but gotta give it to them. They weren't racist, at least. Well, at least they didn't...
They were just homophobic.
Yeah, I mean, at least they didn't present like they were racist. Mm-hmm. But they sure as hell did... Those cooks... Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes, no editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's SPREAKER.com.
Oh, I bet. Well, I've always heard cooks and, like, the line. The people in the back are kind of, like,
those cooks
mean.
Cooks were mean.
Damn.
Yeah, they called... Oh, my God. And then that one by... That one... Bitch, a restaurant is just crazy. Restaurant feels like a fever dream to work at, literally.
I bet.
Because it's,
especially from the front to the back, you know? All the vibes. So different.
Because, like, the cooks would scream at you. Other servers would, like, barely, like, sexually harass everyone and, like, me. Mm-hmm. That one, I told you about it. That one who, like, wouldn't flirt with me in front of his girlfriend because he thought it was funny. And then when they broke up, he kept doing it. And mm-hmm. then he asked me He asked me to suck his dick in my car, and he told me, like, well, I'm not gonna go until you do something to it. And I said, well, luckily this is your car. Mm-hmm. And I got the fuck out of there.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were pulling something up. I was
just looking at myself, and I'm just waiting for you to finish.
Well, I'm finished now.
Oh, well, I don't have anything. Hold on. We weren't finished.
I do think about that all the time, though. When he was, I'm not gonna leave until you do something to it. Mm-hmm. And I said, we're in your car. Mm-hmm. We're in your car.
I was like, I can leave anymore.
Yeah, I can literally leave.
What do you think this is?
I just gotta stop getting into cars with my male coworkers, because it always ends up with them whipping their penis.
Yeah.
Always ends up with them whipping the cock and balls out. Damn. I'm like, I gotta go.
Damn.
It was his car, though. He had a nice car. He was kind of rich.
But yeah?
His family was rich.
Oh, he had money?
He had money. Yeah.
Maybe he didn't inherit it, though.
I don't know. But every time...
Anyway, he's still too
every single time I see him posting about his girlfriend, I'm like... All these straight guys that have, like, either begged to be with me, begged me to do things with them. Mm-hmm. Every time I see them post about their girlfriend, I'm like,
excuse me.
There's this one guy. I'm never gonna out anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, there's this one guy from my high school who I would fuck around. I fucked around with one time, and then every few weeks he would add me on Snapchat, beg me to sleep with him, and I would never answer. Mm-hmm. Because he would usually do it at, like, 3 a.m, so I wouldn't be awake. Mm-hmm. And then he would un-add me before I woke back up. Mm-hmm. And so, every single time I would show my ex-boyfriend the text, and I'd be like, bitch, do you see this? This is crazy. But anyway, I see him post with his girlfriend. Bitch, he would literally, like, beg me mm-hmm. to go and sleep with him. Mm-hmm. Even after, I never slept with him after me and Ronnie broke up. But even after that, he would still be like, please, I need you. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, okay. And so when he posts about his girlfriend, I'm like, you're lying. Yeah. You're lying. Uh-huh. You're lying. But his family's really, you know.
Money.
No, his family's homophobic.
Oh, so, like, I thought you were talking about the rich ones, though.
No. That was just a coworker.
Oh.
He was nice. Except, you know, he wasn't.
Oh.
I thought, you know, for a long, like, before, like, you know, the whole, like, nastiness started happening, we were friends. Mm-hmm. And then he started being, and then he started dating one of our other coworkers, and he would, you know, start flirting with me, and then it just went downhill from there, girl.
Oh, really?
Why did it go downhill? Because he would flirt with me, and then after they broke up, he would keep flirting with me, and he'd, like, mm-hmm. grab my ass at work.
Oh.
At work, bitch.
Oh, that's bold.
Yeah, I know. And then, like, if someone saw him do it, which would happen often, he would, like joke around and, like, act like it was a joke. But if people weren't around, girl, mm-hmm. he would not act like it was a joke.
Damn.
And I'd be like,
girl, you want to say anything? Well, were you into it at the time? Is that why?
Well, not really. I didn't really like him. And also, I was really close friends with the ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, I don't know. I don't know why I never said anything. Mm. I just didn't.
Damn.
I was
victim. You were! I was just asking why. Like, maybe there was a reason.
No, I don't know. I don't know why I didn't say anything. I was just like, it's fine. I was like, it's fine, I guess. Because, mm-hmm. I remember at one point he put his 2 weeks. And so, like, I was like, well, I'm not going to say anything now. And then he came back and I said,
well, damn.
He came back and I said, you're back? And he said, I'm back. And I said, great. Amazing. Athena.
She's graced us with her presence again.
Oh my god, bitch, come here.
Damn, girl. And you say I grabbed the cats crazily. Look at the way you grabbed her, you went. Like she's some sausage. But she's so cute.
Dude, look.
So cutesy wootsy.
Do we go together?
Yes, I told you. Like, I feel like before I always said no. Like, right now I really see it. I feel like with the darkness you got going on with her darkness and her... light
her
eyes
are green and I'm wearing green.
Yeah. Y'all are really like matchy.
So cute.
Super cute.
I love. Oh, yeah. The boy was making fun of me about how bonded I felt with her. I mean, a boy was making fun of me about how bonded I felt with her.
Why? I don't understand that. Like, I feel like a lot of people bond with animals, obviously. I mean, that's why, like, there's service animals.
My father also makes fun of me, but he doesn't get why I care about her so much.
I get what you mean with, like, people making fun. Because, like, my mom's also the same way. She's like, I know, I'm grabbing your
knee. Sorry, I couldn't tell if it was her or you. And I was...
I kind of thought it was her also, but then I realized it was
you. I just felt something gently cut my knee.
I No.
It's okay.
No.
It's okay. You want me in. It's okay.
No, I wanted her, but I kept laughing too much.
It's okay. No, it's okay.
No. Anyways, I don't even know what I was going to say anymore.
My dad, oh, it was.
Oh, yes. Now you said that. Okay. Her saying was also like, in Mexico, like, their animals there, they're used as, like, a mascots, you know? Or, like, mm-hmm. the cats there, you know, to, like, get, like, any rodents. Mm-hmm. Not as, like, a pet. Like, yeah, some people will have them as pets, but mostly, no, it's, like, a guard dog.
Really?
Getting the rodents type of vibe, yeah. So, she's, like, over here, it's, like, everyone's, like, takes care of them like they're their own. And, like, that's why she doesn't like animals that much. Like, she wouldn't have a pet, she said.
You know what's crazy? What? My father even owns a cat.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't get
it. And
he's
still like that? That's crazy to me, actually having a pet. Because I know my mom, she's like she's also made fun of people crying over their pets. She's like, why are they crying over them? Like, they're not, like, actually, like, they're babies. And she's like, people here treat them like they're their baby, like they're their kids. Like, she says that. And I'm like, oh my God, lady. Like, they are. And you know what? I'll be like, that's her. I'll be like, well, they are. Like, when I get one, it's going to be my baby. Like, it's my baby.
She feels like my baby. I mean, I literally have had her since she was only a few
You've had
old.
Her since she literally was a baby. But even if you didn't have her as a baby, I feel like you would still love her as much. Mm-hmm. Like, so treat her like, that's your baby.
I know.
Like,
of course. I've had two zucchini.
Yeah, like, that's your
but
baby.
But I don't know. Me and Nathan have something different than me and zucchini.
You've had her longer.
I love her.
She's the first one. Firstborn.
She's my I don't pick
well, technically not for porn,
I don't
but...
pick my favorites between my children, but if I had to pick a favorite, it's obviously going to be Athena.
Athena. Girl, what is up with them eyes?
Girl, she's so... She's... Oh, but my dad, I remember, like, when I was, like, when I got kicked out of my old place, he was like, just come live with me, and I said, and I was thinking about it, and he goes, but you can't bring that cat. And I said, really? Excuse me? He goes, yeah, and then, recently he came over, and I started crying to him about, you know, the financial struggles that I was going through at the time and currently. And he goes, just come and live with me. You can find someone. You can sell Athena. And I said,
oh my gosh. Like, you know, I was like, you don't want to separate from her either.
Like, that's the whole reason why I moved in with my mother, is because my mom let me keep her. Mm-hmm. Because, bitch, it's a whole... it makes me so emotional. But, like, if I didn't have her at that time, I literally don't know what I would have done. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I probably would have sunk.
I get that. No, yeah. She was your emotional support animal. She got you through it. She was your glue.
And she really, like, made me get up each day. Because, like, if I didn't have her, I probably would have been, like,
I don't know. So in bed the whole time. She was your reasoning. She was your glue.
And so,
she was your rock.
She's really special to me. And I'm really glad that I still have her.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And when she, like, people also, like, call me, like, dramatic about the way I reacted about every time she's, gotten loose, if you will.
I don't think so. I would react like that too, especially because, like, she's also a house cat.
My brother called me. I also remember this is such a good memory for me, because, like, this is the first time my brother was, like, not, like, nice to me, but, like, looked like seemed like he cared about
Treated
me.
Treated you better?
Yeah, because, like, I remember, like, she got out and I was literally, it was so cold outside, and I was in, like, I didn't have a shirt on, I was in sweatpants, and I was outside sobbing. sobbing my eyes out, and he walks out there and he hugged me and he told me it was gonna be okay.
Aww.
That was a really good memory that I have of him, and I don't think he knows how much it meant to me that he did it.
That is so sweet. You should tell him that when he gets married.
And then 2 minutes later,
oh,
I found that bitch. And I just remember seeing something move underneath the house, and I said,
what is that?
And I walked out, and she was crying. I said, you did it to yourself.
She was cold. She says, too cold outside.
The first time she escaped, and I walked over and I found her outside, and she was literally sobbing in a bush, and I was like,
oh my God. You,
and now
she still wants to get out,
yeah,
though.
Now she wants to leave.
I'm telling you, you gotta show her to outside when it's raining, when it's, like, undesirable, and then be like, let's go outside.
When it's like hailing outside, it's like so stormy and nasty.
Oh,
the thunder. I see that video of that dog who's, like, begging to go outside, so she lets him out, and then the lightning, and then, like, thunder goes, and he, like, screams and runs back inside.
Yeah,
that's not how hard it is.
Or get a leash. I'm thinking, get a leash, girl. 5 and Below.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting a leash. I'm thinking about with the next pretty paycheck. I'm thinking I'm gonna do it with the pretty paycheck. But I also have a lot to pay with this pretty paycheck.
No, I get. You also gotta have priorities.
I do have some priorities above getting a thunder leash.
Getting a leash. No, yeah, I know.
But I will. I will say, though, when I'm, like, not home, maybe this is a little unsafe, but, like, I leave these two curtains open when I'm not home. And then I don't open, you see those blinds that are over there?
Mm-hmm.
I don't open them, like, completely. Well, I open them just enough so, like, she gets up there, she can stick her head, like, look in there.
Yeah, look out.
And obviously, she has that window, but I never do my bedroom windows, and I never do... I do, not the one with the pink curtains, but the other one, because I think you can't see much from that curtain, so I'll just prop it open a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so I get, you know, she can look, she can browse. I know,
yeah.
I mean, I catch her all the time just looking out that laundry room window for so long.
I bet she loves it. I bet.
And so I'm trying to give her some...
Also, it seems like a bunch of light does come in from that room also.
Girl.
So I bet she loves for sunbathing also.
It's like, I'll be pitch black in my house at like 9 in the morning because all my curtains are blackout, and I'll walk out and I'll be like... From that room, it grows right in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, are you ready to wrap up this episode?
I am ready.
Are you ready to end it? Yes. I have a funny question for you.
What is it?
Where can everyone find us?
Oh my god. Well, sorry for the headphone users. Well, if you want to find us, we're the Chatterbox Crew on all streaming platforms. Just Chatterbox Crew on TikTok and Instagram. And if you want to find me on Instagram, it's xo.xo.maria with 2 A's at the end. And my TikTok is whatsup_maria. And what about you, Nathaniel?
Well, if you want to find me, I still haven't come up with a new username yet. I thought, you know, I really like the Nathaniel Nickel one. I thought that was funny. Mm-hmm. But then you're like, that's not.
I mean, I'm not into it, like, at all. But if that's where you see yourself of your rebrand, then okay.
My rebrand is Nickels.
Yeah.
5 cents.
Yeah, 5 cents. Well, I don't like that name also. I just don't like how it sounds.
I feel like it's always like people, like people's usernames are always like their name and then something like either like their last name or like something else behind it. So that's what I was thinking. That's what I'm trying to do.
So do it.
But
it's not Nickel.
I just thought it was close to my last name.
Nicholas.
I could do just Nathaniel Nick.
Yeah. We could do that.
I don't know. Anyway, if you want to find me, you can find me at http
Nathaniel Claus.
My whole shtick is that I'm related to Santa.
Yeah. And you could be like Mariah. When it's like wintertime, that's when you make the biggest bucks. It's Nathaniel Claus.
I can't have that be my shit. So we're either between Santa or Nickels. Y'all,
yes,
comment down below.
Let us know which one you should pick.
If you want to find me, you can find me at http_nxthxn on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. I have been tweeting a lot more, as I've said in the past. And you can find me on my personal YouTube channel. I post so many videos on there, and I don't post videos weekly, but I'm trying to get into posting videos weekly. But you can find me there at simply_nx. Oops. You can find me on YouTube at simply_nxthx. I don't remember if it's an underscore or if it's a dot.
Bitch, I don't know. You're asking me like I know.
You can find me at
I can barely remember mine.
Simply nxthxn on YouTube. See, that's another thing I don't like. I don't like the X's.
Really?
I used to love the X's, but
I
like.
I love the X.
You do?
I do.
I love you.
Yeah. Ah! Girl, I'll kiss you. I told you, I'll kiss you.
Do it.
Okay. I'm putting on a spot, it's scary. And actually having a camera is scary. But okay, let's look. No, let them see. No. Let's end this. Time to go eat.
Bitch, when we get like, we should kiss on camera for like,
money?
No, for like one of our milestones.
Oh.
Like 1,000 or 100,000 or 1,000,000.
When we get to 5,000.
5,000, you want to kiss on camera?
I'll kiss him on camera. I'll give him a peck.
No, I want tongue.
No, you're getting a peck.
You see what's so crazy to me?
What?
Is that I will fully... First of all, I'll fully like let a man have his tongue down my throat. And like there are so many guys that like they'll stick their tongues out and I'll literally just... Their tongue.
Yeah.
That sound makes me sound like a whore. It's not so many. It's just like, you know, I like, you know.
It's been a few. Like, it's so like. So it's so many.
So like and, but like. The, but
we
like,
get it. You don't gotta explain yourself to these people.
But when it comes to kissing you, I'm like, I don't know. I get shy.
I know. I got that effect.
That was wet. I didn't know.
Yeah, that was a wet sweat. At least it was on the side.
Oh, my man.
Okay. We gotta end this. Time to go eat. Anyway, sounds gonna look crazy.
We're gonna go get some
comida. Who knows what? I don't know what I'm really feeling.
I don't know what I'm feeling either.
Maybe some Asian food, honestly. Some, like, orange chicken would be really good right now.
Mm-hmm. Did you see in that TikTok that I, the one that you thought was really funny? I added the jam. I did a Jennifer Coolidge sound.
I did? I love Jennifer Coolidge. I love her voice.
I cough.
She's one of those iconic voices.
Yeah. I cough, and I was trying to, like, find a clip that I could do where it goes back to me before it goes back to you, because, like, I don't know. And so I put like a clip of me coughing and there's like a fart and like and then like a fart and then I'll just show you right now.
Oh, you while we're pulled up
in the background you see me go, oh. Where is it?
I love
it. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love Jennifer Coolidge. She eats up.
Yeah, she does. Who also love Fran Drescher. She's iconic. I love her voice. Yes. I can't do her, but like, I love her voice. I love some of those like iconic voices. Also like when you have like a raspy voice. Okay, we gotta end it, y'all. Hasta la vista. Yeah.